Record. Here we go. Hi, this is Bruce back for my weekly chat with head women's ice hockey coach Molly Engstrom. Coming off a weekend where you split a couple of games with Vermont and getting ready to host number whatever in the country. You don't back down from anybody, I got to say that.
No. Yeah, Boston College is ranked right now. I think they're number 13 currently.
Yeah.
But yeah, the girls have definitely been battling. Came out really strong on Friday against Vermont. Had five different goal scorers, which is nice. And I think that's, you know, that's how we're going to have to score goals. It's got to be kind of spread around. And then came out super hot on Saturday. We scored, I don't know, it was 20 seconds into the game. Unfortunately, took a five-minute major that set us back. With a goal, and then we just kind of weren't able to really get our feet back under us. But like I said, they battled until the end. And I think this weekend is going to be another great test. I keep telling them it's not going to get any easier.
No.
So we got a tough schedule coming up as well.
Well, one of the things that I thought was pretty interesting over the weekend is Vermont learned that they couldn't match your speed. They couldn't come down the middle of the ice. And on Saturday, they changed their tactic and wanted to play along the boards. And I thought to myself, oh, by Wednesday, Molly will have that figured out, and anybody else going to play down the boards against us again? What I was impressed with, even on Saturday, were the younger defensemen not panicking. I mean, you expect Morphy's not going to panic, and you expect Colorado's not going to panic, and the ones that have been around a while. But the younger defensemen, younger D players, I thought were really good. And my God, you're playing 16 underclassmen, and the freshmen look like they belong. I mean, Jacobs and Hansen and Shea and Fetch and the rest of the freshmen and sophomores. Are playing like they've been here a long time, which has got to really bode well for the future.
Yeah, it's you got to keep that in your sight line at times because, you know, they are playing uphill a little bit. I mean, you will as a freshman or sophomore. And we are putting a lot of minutes on them. There's some high expectations. So their learning curve is really high right now. But it is what it is.
Yeah.
They're gonna have to step up. I think the upperclassmen are working hard to try to continue to build that camaraderie with everybody. You know, that's something that we really talked about this week is playing as a team, committing as a team, because we're still trying to. There's a way. We got to find a way.
Yeah.
And so those are the conversations that we're having as a group right now. And then we definitely got to work on our power play.
Yeah, the power play. And I did notice something you just brought up, that I've watched the bench and I've watched Rubel talk. She was talking to Reagan Worm about something for like 10 or 15 seconds and pointing and whatever. That's always a sign to me that they're starting to get the team concept, that the older players are going, well, the coach can't spend every minute telling somebody what's going on. When you look at the numbers, some of the numbers, I mean, you deserve better than you got, right?
Yeah.
You pour in 40 shots on Friday. Saturday it was closer to 20, I think, which was, you know, a lot of things. I mean, there were some turnovers and the like, but you're getting fabulous goaltending from Latinen. I mean, she's a freshman. She shows up, right? She has to move in when another goaltender is out. Cool, calm, collected, good with the puck outside the net. I see this sort of confidence being built, you know, from the goalie out, which is really one of the ways you build a team.
Yeah, she's done a great job, and we always have asked if our goalie can keep us in to two, we can win games that way, and she's done her job.
Yeah.
So it was tough to not be able to obviously find the back of the net, and with young goal scorers too, you score five goals in the first game.
Yeah.
You might seem like, we can do this again, you know, and not realizing that they really worked hard to get those five goals.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think they're coming together as a team. We're learning the lessons. You know, it seems like for the last 3 years the hard way.
Yeah.
Up here, but we're not gonna stop battling, and I think that's just ingrained in them.
Well, ingrained in them, and it's one thing I have noticed is that the forecheck in the third period with 5 minutes to go is the same forecheck it was in the first period. I mean, they're just relentless. Vermont won some more of the 50-50 battles on Saturday than they did on Friday, but it wasn't like an overwhelming difference. That kids were getting to the puck, making smarter decisions, knowing when to reverse the puck most of the time, those kinds of things. So anybody looking at results is not seeing that progress, maybe, but I'm sure you're seeing it.
Yeah, we feel good about what they're learning. They're learning a lot. I'm proud of them. I think we've got to continue to work on our conversion.
Yeah.
Our grade A opportunities and then our conversion on our chances. Those like Colgate when we played them. I mean, we got some highly skilled players.
So, they sure do.
We might outplay them for 58 minutes.
Right.
And they get two chances, then the game will end up 2-0.
Right.
So that's something that, 2-on-1s we're working on, being creative and truly having the determination to put the puck in the net.
Put the puck in the net.
Versus just getting a good chance. Like, oh, I feel good about myself. I did.
Yeah.
I did my job. I was close.
Yeah.
It's like we need those kids that are just hungry when the game is on their stick.
Yeah. I love the shot selections from Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she knows when to pass. She knows when to shoot. And I'm seeing the rest of them start to figure that out a little bit. Instead of three guys driving the net and throwing it in front, well, they got a goalie and two defensemen. What are you going to do? They're not going to go anywhere. Not waiting for the trailer, those kinds of things. But I just see them getting so much better. It's really been fun to watch.
Good.
And so you're down there for two games this weekend. The second game is, they're here.
They're here.
They're here this weekend.
Yeah.
The second game Saturday is a 1 o'clock game, correct? Or 2 o'clock? It's an afternoon game. Or are they both at 6? I guess they're both at 6.
They're both at 6.
So that means that people, you can come out and you can make it. Even if you're a hunter, you'll get here in time for the game on either night. So let's turn out a good crowd here at the Elephant, and let's look forward to a great weekend.
Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you, Molly. Okay.